This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. The next 30 minutes, nothing but the Rams news and nothing but where the Rams are concerned. Delighted to say Simon Long, Rams writer, joins us now. Simon, always a pleasure. This is how I spend my Monday, talking to you and Derby. No game on the weekend, but Derby have had some players in international action. We're going to be looking at the game against Preston on the weekend. Excuse me, put my teeth back in right there. It is Preston on the weekend. Derby are at home. Fantastic home form. Preston, though, up there in the Championship. Many people tipping them this season. Dark horses. But before we get into that, it has been international break. And I'm guessing for you, Simon, correct me if I'm wrong, this one's felt a little bit longer because that sour, sour, bitter taste of losing to Forest is still in the mouth and just won't go away.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, it seems to have lasted forever, this international break. I think just wanted us to get back out on the pitch and get playing again. Because once you have a loss, that's all you want to do is try and put it right. And we've obviously had to wait for that. But on the flip side, Preston obviously in a good run of form. Perhaps this international break could have taken the sting out of it slightly. So it'd be nice for us to hopefully get another win at home.
Yeah, it's very interesting, actually, you mention it, because obviously when we do the fan shows, we look at the team, the respective team, in this case Derby, we say, has the international break come at the right time, if there is such a thing as a right time? But what about the opposing side? It's interesting you mention it. Preston on this very good run at the minute, really up there and getting right results. This might have halted their momentum.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I've been saying I think they could possibly be a team that it could be like last season, Sheffield United, in a way, and sneak up automatically. This is the Championship, and you know they've been building now for the past few years, and they are on a good run of form at the moment. So perhaps Derby might be able to catch them just after they've had a break. The momentum slowed down slightly, so I think it's going to be one of them games where you know it's anyone's game, I suppose, isn't it? Really, you know, Derby great at home. I don't think we've lost to Preston in the last 12, 15 meetings, something daft like that at Pride Park. So it is potentially a bogey ground for them, you know. And again, you know, we're not winning away from home, but at home, at Pride Park, you know, 30,000 Derby fans getting behind the boys, it's, you know, anything can happen. And, you know, we could get the win quite easily, to be honest. You know, we've not looked like under much pressure at home recently. So I think it's going to be a tough battle, you know, for both teams. You know, one obviously trying to get into the playoffs and the other trying to basically stay in the playoffs and fight for that automatic spot.
Simon, I've got to be honest, hearing you there, I'm sold. If you're telling me Derby have a great record, they ain't won at 12 games at Pride Park, this is Derby County's for the taking. 3 points in the bag, yes please. Before we look at that Preston game though, a little bit further, let's talk about this international break. Obviously Christian Bielik playing for Poland, shining for them. When you see Derby County players, obviously it's obviously a nice moment, they're representing your club, but it's that sort of double-edged sword. You don't want them to come back injured, but they can come back with the momentum on the positive side and take that into Derby, can't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, someone like Christian Bielik as well, who is sort of now, you know, finding his way into the international scene. You know, he's sort of taken that step. And I think it is a massive positive for us, really, because, like you say, if he can do it on the international stage, then, you know, we're starting to see the sort of reason we signed Christian Bielik. He has been putting in some solid performances in midfield. At centre-back, I think it sort of restricts him slightly because I think he wants to get forward, you know, wants to play further up the park. You know, but he's restricted when he got put at centre-back against Forest. And to be honest, we saw when he went to centre-back, our midfield shape, it just looked unbalanced. You know, I know George Evans came in there and he did a bit of a job, for me, with Bielik in there, not only does he break the play, he can also get us moving forward again. So, you know, to then do that for Poland, and, you know, they've had a couple of victories, you know, surely he's going to be over the moon. He's going to be buzzing. You know, he's going to want to be back playing with Derby.
Yeah, and it was a bit of a... Is it fair to say, Simon, it was a bit of a... I don't want to say slow start to life at Derby, but obviously carrying on that form from Charlton last year, getting promoted for League One, he didn't necessarily set the world alight straight away, especially following a £10 million move. But now he does seem to be going through the gears more, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's always that old adage, you know, when you have a big price tag on you, there is, you know, the hype, I suppose, to live up to. And I think, you know, he came in late, in the transfer market, and then he was played at centre-back. I don't think we saw the real Christian Bielik at centre-back. You know, we saw he had make a few good tackles, but when we moved him into the central defensive midfield role, boy, does he shine. You know, he doesn't half put, you know, get hit as well. You know, he's not scared to have people coming in putting tackles on him. And I think against Leeds, we saw him perhaps want too much time on the ball. But I think he's learning now. He hasn't got that time on the ball like he did in League One. You know, he has to have a quicker thought process, and he's got to get rid of that ball quicker and make something happen. You know, but he does look so confident on the ball, and you think sometimes when he's about to lose it, all of a sudden he stretches out his big long leg and pulls the ball back in, and you know, we're away.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think he's going to be a real player. And I know, speaking to the Charlton fans on the Charlton Fan Show, they were gutted. You know, they don't have the money. They have a very small budget. They couldn't afford to keep him. But they wanted to keep him. I think he could be a real player for Derby. There is a gulf from League One coming to the Championship, as there will be from the Championship to the Premiership. But I do stand by that. I think he can be a player who makes the grade in the Premiership. Like we're seeing now, he's slowly starting to come through at Derby. Who else has made any impressions on international break? Of what have we heard from the manager, Koku? What are the sound bites been from the club in this period of time, Simon?
It's a tough one, right? Because we normally used to have a lot of Irish contingency, but we've had, obviously, you know, with Richard Keogh being sacked now, he's injured. He's not been sort of mentioned. So it's been a tough one, really. I think, in fairness, I don't mind that. You know, I don't mind not having many players go away. I know Taylor Bogle's gone away with England as under 20 set up. You know, and I think a couple of the youth lads. I know Jason Knight's gone away with the under 21s for Ireland. You know, and he had a great game, Jason Knight, for the 21s. So it's all positive and it's all good, you know. But I like the fact that we haven't got loads going away on international duty, because then it keeps the first team and it keeps the fringe players all together. You know, it means we can work as a squad and as a unit, you know, for the up-and-coming games, rather than having that break where people are disappearing and things like that, you know. But it's like saying, Christian Bielik is obviously the main one that's sort of gone away. I mean, and I know what you're saying about that step up to sort of from League One to the Championship. I mean, like I said last week, I've got two good friends of mine that are big Arsenal supporters, and they really rated him at Arsenal. And, you know, they thought he was going to be a player for the future for them. You know, so hopefully he can do that for Derby. You know, and I know he said earlier in the season he wants to be playing Premier League football in the next 2 or 3 years. Hopefully, again, that's with Derby County.
Yeah, hopefully he can make it a Derby. Yeah, I have to say, I agree with him. But why I asked about the international break, Simon, because obviously, you know, we heard from Koku after the Forest game. He said it's just little mistakes costing us, little sloppy errors that are costing us the 3 points here, games where we could get points. And obviously, you know, what happened earlier on this season, you know, the captain leaving the club and Koku saying the fallout from that, Richard Keogh, has obviously affected the club. And it's times like this at the international break, you can get all the players together. No games, look, you know, I don't want to say get the bomb back, because that would suggest it's gone, but, you know, work on the chemistry, get back a united front, and then move on. And it's nice to see when we have games, whoever it is, and it's Preston on the weekend, to see if the things that have been worked on in the international break are actually being worked on and that they work.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you've just said, it was just those tiny margins against Forest that cost us that game, you know. So it does, and I know some of the lads have been away on holiday, just looking at their social media accounts. You know, they've had a nice bit of a break and they've come away from football. I think that's important. You know, it's important to come away from the football scene, and it's important, like you say, with all the stuff, you know, that's been going off the pitch, it's important to get away from the club. You know, have a little break, have a little mini break, rest your muscles and all that, and come back, you know, your head's cleared, your mind's cleared, and your body's ready to go. You know, so then we can come back into training and fix those tiny little errors, some tiny little decision-making errors, you know, and then, you know, and put it right. Because essentially, that's all that lost us the game against Forest, was that one mistake, you know. It was a tight affair, you know. I suppose in the first 20 minutes, you could say it was quite open, could have gone either way, but then, you know, it sort of just narrowed down. It just went to a tight game, and, you know, it was just one error that cost us, you know. And that's the thing we've seen over the last few weeks. It's just these, we're starting to see, you know, I'm starting to see what Koku's trying to get. You know, I'm starting to see this playing out from the back. You know, he wants to bring the other team onto us rather than sit back, and he wants to find these little pockets of space. You know, so this intricate passing, this possession-based football, you know, you can see that he wants that. But with possession-based football comes the errors. You know, it comes the wrong decisions. It comes the bad mistakes. You know, and those mistakes, unfortunately, can be costly, especially when you're playing out from a back. So that's where now, like you say, international break there, the players can all get in together, not got to worry about a game as soon as they would normally, and they can get it right. And then hopefully come Saturday, we can see what they've been working on again in training, you know, and see them now progressing and moving forward and cutting out these little errors and start to get some more wins.
Yeah, I want to pick up on a point you just made there, Simon. You said the players, you know, they're going away, they're going on their holidays. How do you feel about that? Because I know you said, you know, it's nice that they can go away, switch off from football and then come back mentally fresh, which is true. But I'm a bit of a cynic, and I always worry that, you know, I mean, look, they're athletes, they stay on it, I'm sure they do running, but they can sort of let themselves go maybe too much in the week, and then it's very hard to all get back on the same page and focus on the job in hand. Not to question their professionalism, as they all are and they're all superb athletes, but is that a worry? Because, you know, everyone's quick to go if it doesn't happen against Preston on the weekend, oh, they was all away and how long were they gone for, they weren't staying at base camp.
No, for me, I think it's right to let the players off. I mean, it's only like, you know, you've taken a break from our work, I suppose, but, you know, we haven't got to be physically fit, but you know, I don't mind them going away. I mean, I remember under Paul Clement, we were supposed to, you know, the lads were supposed to go away during the international break. It was all planned and then got cancelled at the last minute. And then we saw the performances dip then. You know, I know a lot of people go, oh, they're on loads of money and all this. But, you know, they're working hard week in, you know, week out, day by day, every day, you know, and putting the body under a lot of strain and a lot of stress. So, yeah, I agree that they are allowed to go on holiday, but obviously, like I say, there is that, you know, you've got to stay professional, you know, you've got to, you know, not eat too much, make sure you do a little bit of fitness just to keep yourself ticking over, like. So yeah, I'm fully in agreement with them having a bit of a like a mid-season sort of rest, if you like, just to come back, and as long as they're coming back refreshed. You know, as long as they're not doing anything stupid. You know, we saw it last season as well, that they went a lot, you know, they went away a lot during like international breaks, and you know, last season turned out not too bad in fairness.
Yeah, it did. It did. Well, we're hoping for a better season this time round. But you also mentioned about, you know, Koku, he's finally starting to implement his system now. All the players are finally, you know, they're starting to pick it up, they're starting to execute his game plans. And obviously, on the weekend, we've touched upon it a number of times. We want the 3 points, but we want to start seeing this just a little bit more each week, don't we? That the performances and the tactics, they're really going to the plan.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's been here now. He's had a look at his squad. I think he knows who he needs and everything. We've got January, obviously, transfer window coming up. So, again, he'll look at the strength. But, yeah, like you say, now it's starting to feed in. I think after the Forest game, I think it was Bealey. He was disappointed, but he said the players are now starting to grasp what Koku wants and starting to get. And, again, that can only improve in time. You know, and I'm hoping we're going to start seeing it now. You know, now we've got a big long run in, I think it's till March, you know, where there's no breaks. It's just game.
Thank
you know,
God.
Saturday, Tuesday. And now at last, you know, that means we can have something to talk about every week now.
Oh, honestly, I mean, me and you talk every Monday without fail anyway, Simon. But the fact we don't have to talk about Andorra versus Finland and you know, we can actually talk about Derby football, it makes mine and your life much easier, Simon. But it makes it a lot easier in the second part. We are going to be talking about the Preston game and that next run of fixtures that Simon just mentioned, because no game's easy in the Championship. But it is right through now till March, and Derby will look to really kick on and collect those points.
For the fans, by the fans. Love Sport Radio.
You're listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. I'm still joined by Simon Long, Rams writer. And you can join us, tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, as me and Simon have both said, and we're thankful, we're really thankful, the Championship returns this weekend. It is Derby against Preston. Derby at Pride Park. It goes well for them there. They are playing Preston. But before we take a deeper dive at that game, Simon, and we've got a very exciting something to talk about in that game. Let's look at the next run of fixtures. Preston at home, Fulham away, QPR at home, and then Blackburn away. Those next four, no game in a Championship is easy, but what have you made from the next run of fixtures?
Well, we've got two teams that are obviously pushing, you know, for the top six, top two and whatnot, you know, Preston and Fulham. You know, especially Fulham. Fulham, you know, we don't like London, and we know that. We don't like playing London, so I think that's going to be a tough game, very tough game. And then QPR at home again. They're a side that are struggling, but they are, you know, not struggling, but they're struggling for consistency, I guess. So again, you know, it went down to the wire last season against them, and then Blackburn away again, another team that. We don't, you know, we're not, again, it's an away game. At the moment, it's so hard to call, especially our away form at the moment. You know, if we can pick up, you know, at least a point maybe against Fulham and, you know, at least a point against Blackburn, you know, hopefully we can get 6 points from the two home games. You know, and that leads us into, you know, not, you know, a bit of a decent run, but we've got to start picking up a victory away from home, even if it's just like a tight 1-0. You know, just something to say, yeah, we can win away from Pride Park. Because at the moment, that's our fault at the moment. You know, and that's when the fans get up and get the backs up. Because, you know, yeah, we win at home, but then we lose away. And it's just, it's constant. We're up and down, up and down, up and down. And without sort of form, we're not going to get the consistency to fly up the table like we want to do.
Yeah, well,
it's just that away form that needs sorting.
Well, it becomes an added pressure, doesn't it, Simon? Because already now the fans go, oh, we look at those two home games. We win those two home games. Yeah, we might be able to get something on the road. But, you know, this is the wrong mentality to start with. They need to change that, turn that narrative around and start getting points all over. But if they can add to it the away points from their home points, then Derby are looking very strong this season. Well, we're doing something very exciting now on the Derby County Fan Show because it is Preston on the weekend. I'm delighted to say Ben Astley joins us now, Preston North End now, almost like the gloves are off, but this is boxing. This is the Derby County Fan Show with me and Simon. We've got Ben on the show. We're all on all at once. We can talk about the game. Ben, thank you so much for joining us, and especially this late, and giving us a little bit of your time. Preston, obviously having a great time at the minute, second in the Championship. Simon just told me they don't have the greatest record at the minute at Pride Park. What are your thoughts going into this one?
Yeah, he's right. Good evening to you all as well. Yeah, he's right. We don't have a particularly great record at Pride Park, but we do go to Derby on Saturday with good heart, in good form. Confidence is high. Decent away following, I believe. A good chance we may sell the allocation that we've been given. And the lads are full of confidence at the moment. I see no reason why they can't go there and get a result.
Yeah, and we're almost saying that they're the dark horses, Preston. You know, people really starting to back them now. Do you feel like Preston can kick on here?
I think two things really. Yeah, I mean they started the season well. Obviously, they've kept most of the key players that they need to be fit. We've obviously got a great home record at the moment, which is building up points. But I think what Alex Neil has hit on, he's finding different ways to win games. The last two games away at Charlton were the first away we've had for a little while. He went a bit long ball, whereas we've got players who are quite pacey as well. So he's finding different ways to win football matches at the moment, which is proving pretty useful, considering that we're second in the table at the moment.
Yeah, well, in true face-off style, Simon, what do you want to ask Ben about his beloved Preston?
Good evening.
Well, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Hey, this is about football, not having a catch-up. Small talk.
I'm going to play.
Obviously, looking at the moment, you're away from home, you are. You're getting tight wins. You're struggling to maybe score more than one goal away from home. You know,
yeah.
So, looking at your clean sheets on the bounce at home now. You know, do you think you can break the defence down? And, you know, I watched the game against Charlton, and, you know, like I said, you were playing a lot of long ball. You know, how do you think in the fair with Buzz playing out from the back? Are you going to go for a high press, or are you going to sit back and look the counter?
It depends on what Alex has seen in your team that he thinks he can exploit. There's various ways he'll play. He could play the same way he's got to Charlton, where they'll be solid at the back and maybe look to the lad Stockley if he starts him from the off and play that way and feed off him from midfield. Or he'll play the little fella Maguire up front and put Barkhouse and Pace out wide to try and suck you in and hit you on the counter with Pace. It depends really what he's seen in your team, Alex, that he thinks he can exploit.
Crosses into the box. I mean, if you're going to play,
crosses
into the box, you're better off playing Barthez, aren't you? Really, he's a big lad. He likes to, you know, he's good in the air. So I think he could potentially cause our defenders some trouble.
Yeah, he may play the pace lads out wide. He may look at that if that's the case. Get crosses in and see if he can get behind you.
Well, in true Kellerman face-off style, I'm going to have to jump in you two sparring with each other. Ben, what have you seen of Derby? What do you want to ask to Simon, or maybe what you've seen in Derby? Because he mentioned, Ben, that home record, how good they are this year, but their record against Preston as well.
Yes. It's one of these grounds that you go to and you think, well, we don't usually get anything here. He's probably been asked this all. I mean, it's a topical theme for Derby. How has the recent events with the Derby players affected the performances on the pitch? And is it something that's going to affect them alongside them losing perhaps the players that Frank had from Chelsea last season?
Yeah, so I think losing the players that Frank had last season has hit us big style, because we've not really replaced them. I mean, we looked at Dow, you know, potentially to replace Mason Mount, and now Dow's playing for our under-23 squad. Again, you look at Patterson to replace maybe Wilson, but again, you know, he's not getting goals like Wilson is. You know, and you mentioned the stuff off the pitch.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that, but I think what it has done, you know, not on social media, but on the ground at Pride Park itself, it has brought the fan base closer together. You know, and it has brought, I think, the players together, because the players want to prove that, you know, what's happened off the pitch isn't affecting them. You know, I look at Tom Lawrence, and since the incident, he's probably the best he's played in Derby County.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to interrupt there, because we have to have the predictions now, and this is the Derby County fan show. So, Simon, you will get the last say. You can reply to Ben and to anything that he may say. But, Ben, for you, Preston obviously away, but going well in the Championship. What is your score prediction for the weekend?
I think we'll win. I think we'll win 1-0. I think we'll go there. We'll set our stall out like we have been doing. And I think we'll go there and win. It's about time the hoodoo was buried at Pride Park. We come away 3 points.
Well, it's Sam Preston 1-0. Ben, you didn't get the message on the show. This is the Derby County fan show. That's why I'm leaving it over to Simon. Simon, give us some better news than that. Hey, what's your score prediction?
I'm going for a confident 2-0 win. The lad, the Cocker's going to have a lot of it. You know, he's going to have him training, and he's working on what he wants him to do. We're going to play that diamond formation. Lawrence is going to bag, and so is Marriott. Marriott's going to break his duck as well. So I'm going 2-0 to the Rams.
Yeah, and you get the last say. So it is 2-1 to the Rams. This is Box Office. I would order this every week. Ben versus Simon. But Simon, it's me and you, tag team, as always, on the Derby County Fan Show. Simon, always a pleasure to chat to you. I look forward to next Monday, 10:30 to 11, when we can talk about the Preston game. And hopefully we will be talking about that 2-1 victory. But this has been the Derby County Fan Show with me, Charlie Hawkins. I was joined by Simon Long and Ben Ashley, Preston fan there. Great way to end the show. So much going on at Derby. Can they really kick on? We know the home form. It's the away form as well, but they are at home this weekend, so they will be doing the business, we are sure. But as always, on Love Sport Radio, it's your team, your voice. Every fan show gets a show right here. And up next, it is the best of.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.